Sharing Time. If the Savior Stood Beside Me by Linda Christensen. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. 1 John chapter 4, verse 14. Do you have a friend you like to play with? Do you have a friend you can talk to about things that are important to you? Do you have a friend who loves you and wants you to be happy? Friends are an important part of your life. Friends help you learn new things and cheer you up when you feel sad. Friends can help you choose the right. Jesus Christ is a special friend. He is the Savior. He loves you and wants you to choose the right. He knows that when you make good choices, you will be at peace. This year in primary, you are learning the song, If the Savior Stood Beside Me. The words to the third verse remind you that He is near you even though you can't see Him. He is watching over you, and He loves you. He is always near me, though I do not see Him there, and because He loves me dearly, I am in His watchful care. So I'll be the kind of person that I know I'd like to be if I could see the Savior standing nigh, watching over me. When you think about Jesus Christ, it will help you to make good choices so you can be the kind of person the Savior wants you to be. The song If the Savior Stood Beside Me can be found in the New Era, August 2007, page 8, or Friend, October 1993, page 14. This song can also be found at www.lds.org/churchmusic. Activity. You may need help with this activity. Remove pages 12 and 13 and mount them on heavy paper. Cut out the diorama, each I will statement, and the figures of the boy and girl. Fold the diorama forward on the broken line and glue tabs so it can stand up. Fold the tabs on the boy and girl figures so they can stand up and glue them on the solid lines on the diorama. Glue the I will statements on the diorama. Put the diorama in a place where it can remind you to choose the right. Note, if you do not wish to remove pages from the magazine, this activity may be copied or printed from the internet at www.friend.lds.org. I will follow His example. I will share the gospel. I will be kind. I will be true. I will speak more reverently. I will think of His commandments. Sharing Time Ideas. Note, all songs are from Children's Songbook unless otherwise noted. 1. Ask the children to listen for the phrase that begins with, I believe, as they sing The Church of Jesus Christ, page 77. When they have discovered the phrase, I believe in the Savior Jesus Christ, write it on the chalkboard. Share the parts of the following scriptures that mention the Savior. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 3. 1 John chapter 4, verse 14. 1 Nephi chapter 13, verse 40. Doctrine and Covenants, section 43, verse 34. Point out that these references are in different books of Scripture, yet all of them mention the Savior Jesus Christ. Show Gospel Art Kit 307, King Benjamin Addresses His People, and tell the story of King Benjamin. Invite the children to open their Scriptures to Mosiah chapter 3, verse 3, and read together what the angel said to King Benjamin. Read parts of Mosiah chapter 3, verses 4 through 10, and invite children to share what they know about the life of the Savior. Provide paper and crayons for the children to illustrate one or more events from the life of Jesus Christ. Show, What Think Ye of Christ? from the Family Home Evening Video Supplement 2, item number 5327700. Bear your testimony of the Savior. 2. Write this message on the chalkboard. A special message. I can be forgiven when I blank because of the blank of Jesus Christ. Read the message to the children and explain that during sharing time, they will learn about two important words that will complete the message. Tell the story of Alma the Younger. Discuss with the children the repentance process. Read Mosiah chapter 27, verse 24, and help the children memorize this portion of the scripture. I have repented of my sins. Use the following Gospel Art Kit pictures to teach about the atonement. 227, Jesus praying in Gethsemane. 230, the crucifixion. 232, Jesus' tomb. 234, Jesus shows his wounds. Help the children understand that Jesus Christ paid the price for our sins so that we can repent and live with Heavenly Father again. Write the words repent and atonement in the message on the chalkboard. Provide a pencil and a copy of the message for each child. Invite the children to fill in the blanks in their message, then read the message together. Encourage them to share this important message with their families. Bear testimony that Jesus Christ loves us, and that because of His atonement, we can repent and live with Heavenly Father again. Sing, I Feel My Savior's Love, pages 74 and 75. For older children, use simple objects and the scriptures to teach about the atonement. See Primary 6 Manual, Lesson 45, Enrichment Activity 6. 3. Show Gospel Art Kit 208, John the Baptist baptizing Jesus, and briefly share the account of Jesus' baptism. Teach that Jesus Christ is our example and that He showed us how to do the will of Heavenly Father. Prepare stations for the children. See Stations, Teaching, No Greater Call, page 179. At each station, invite a teacher to relate the story of a scripture hero who was obedient and did the will of Heavenly Father. Examples: Nephi, Esther, Daniel, Ammon, and so forth. Sing the chorus to Nephi's Courage, pages 120 and 121, to signal to the children when it is time to move to the next station. Following the activity, remind the children that Heavenly Father wants all of His children to do His will. Show Gospel Art Kit 618, My Gospel Standards, and invite children to come up and take turns reading the standards. If time permits, have the children explain ways they can live the gospel standards by making good choices. Help the children understand that when they make good choices, they are doing the will of Heavenly Father. Sing the chorus of Nephi's Courage once more. Bear testimony of the blessings that come when we do Heavenly Father's will. 4. Show Gospel Art Kit 403, The First Vision, and briefly review the events of the first vision. Share Joseph Smith's testimony of Jesus Christ, found in Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 22 and 23. Tell the children that because of Joseph Smith, we know Jesus Christ lives today. Show Gospel Art Kit 236, The Ascension of Jesus, and briefly share the account of the ascension of Jesus. Read Acts chapter 1, verses 10 and 11. Tell the children that Jesus Christ will come again. Create a matching game about the events of the second coming by using Primary Manual 7, Lesson 46, Enrichment Activity 1. Choose 8 statements from the activity. On one side of a sheet of paper, write the first half of a statement and the corresponding scripture. For example, only Heavenly Father knows. Joseph Smith, Matthew, chapter 1, verse 40. On the back of the paper, write one of the words in this sentence. Jesus Christ lives today. He will come again. Continue until you have 8 clues, with one word of the sentence on the back of each clue. Place Gospel Art Kit 239, the resurrected Jesus Christ, on one side of the chalkboard, and the clues to the matching game on the other side with the statement and scripture facing out. Invite a child to choose a statement. Have the children find the scripture reference and read to find the answer. When the correct answer is found, turn over the clue to reveal the word. Place the word in any order under the picture of the Savior. Continue until all the words are under the picture. Invite the children to unscramble the words to discover the statement. Read it together. Bear testimony that the Savior lives today and that He will come again. For younger children, simplify the matching game by asking the children to listen for clues as you read parts of the scripture. For example, read the statement, "Jesus will be dressed," and then invite the children to listen for a color word as you read, "And the Lord shall be red in His apparel." When the children recognize the color word, explain that when Jesus comes again, He will be wearing red. Turn over the clue to reveal a word and place it under the Gospel Art Kit picture in the proper order. Read the statement to the children. 5. Song presentation. If the Savior stood beside me. Refer to the diorama on page 12 to help you teach this song. Choose Gospel Art Kit pictures that correspond to the I will statements on the diorama. For example, Gospel Art Kit 208, John the Baptist baptizing Jesus. I will follow his example. Gospel Art Kit 612, missionaries teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I will share the gospel. These pictures will also correspond to the lines in the song. Draw a large question mark on the chalkboard and talk about what it is. Ask the children to listen for a question as you sing the first line of the song. Ask, "What would you do if the Savior stood beside you?" Show them the diorama and explain that the Savior is near them even though they can't see Him. Display the Gospel Art Kit pictures on the chalkboard. Sing a phrase of the song and ask the children to find the matching picture. When the correct picture is chosen, ask a child to hold the picture as you sing the phrase several times so that the children become familiar with it. Then place the picture at the bottom of the chalkboard. Continue to teach the song by singing a phrase to the children, having them find the matching picture, singing the phrase several times, and then placing the picture in order. Define words that might be unfamiliar. Bear your testimony of the Savior Jesus Christ and how thinking about Him helps you make good choices. 6. Friend references. A friendly experiment. July 2006, pages 28 through 30. Jesus Christ will come again. December 1999, pages 10 and 11. Jesus is my Savior. April 2006, page 26. Fiction, Parable of the Ketchup. April 1999, pages 32 through 34. Friend to Friend, August 1996, pages 6 through 7. End of Sharing Time. If the Savior Stood Beside Me, by Linda Christensen.